You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. What's all the fuss about ranked choice voting? Today, we'll talk about how it's used for electing a single seat, like governor. Voters rank candidates in order of choice. Voters can rank as many candidates as they want without fear that ranking others will hurt the chances of their favorite candidate, such as a third-party candidate. When used for electing a single seat, every vote counts for its first choice. If a candidate has more than half of the vote based on first choices, that candidate wins. If no candidate has more than half of those votes, then the candidate with the fewest first choices is eliminated. The voters who selected the defeated candidate as a first choice will then have their votes added to the totals of their next choice. This process continues until a candidate has more than half of the active votes or only two candidates remain. This system can be used for the primary or for a general election, and can also be used to elect multiple candidates, such as a multi-seat New Hampshire House district. HB 728, which was heard in the House Election Law Committee recently, has not yet had a committee vote on ranked choice voting. Thanks to fairvote.org for their explanations of how ranked choice voting works. Remember that Granny D said, "Democracy isn't something we have, it's something we do." For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal. More information at opendemocracynh.org.